Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you getting out of bed, put those feet on the floor, and get out in your backyard, fire up a smoker grill or even a deep fryer, because you know what? Tailgate season is here. It's Saturday. We got a full lineup of college football, man. It doesn't get any better than this. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks, Jop. And coming to you live this morning from downtown Beer City, USA, in the ESPN studios. Also heard to you up north on the Twister and on 98.5 UPS. Thanks for taking a little time and joining us. Jop, tomorrow is the 15th anniversary of 9/11, and we just want to, I guess, pause for a moment and think about that horrible day that changed our country forever.
It did, in so many ways that we live differently now as a result of that, and damn them. But it also really kind of galvanized our country, and we came together. And as these, I'll stop with a superlative, but as these people continue to terrorize our country, we just continue to have resolve.
Well, and, I don't know that we do anymore. That's my fear, is that our southern border is wide open and tens of thousands of people are coming across, and the Homeland Security says 40% are other than Mexican.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway,
well, we've got a political climate that's ever changing there, and you know, those aren't things that we can solve, but we certainly are aware of them.
I heard Tuesday that Great Britain decided to build a wall.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right in Calais, where you get on the ship to go over to England. Yeah, I guess a lot of those lorries, which is what they call their trucks, are getting attacked by all the migrants there. So anyway, on to some better news. Sobey Meats helped me out. I was out in Pennsylvania this week, and Sobey Meats hooked me up with a bunch of brisket and butts and some chuck roast, chicken wings, and, of course, their infamous hot sticks.
Oh, yeah. You can't go anywhere without those.
And so I went out to Lancaster, PA. But before I left, I also went to Siciliano's and got a fantastic box of beer, because my buddies that are meeting me from Arctic all love Michigan beer, so I had to bring, of course, Witz in. I brought just a beautiful variety of stuff, and it's so nice to show up with this great, just beautiful melody of awesome brews. But speaking of beautiful melody, that chicken wing we just tasted was pretty good.
We do. A little bit later in the show, we've got Jack's coming on, which is a new sandwich shop and smokehouse in West Michigan. And he was smart enough. I can tell the guy's already got a great businessman, because he brought a bunch of barbecued food here to the studio for us to give a try. So a little bit later in the show, we'll be breaking some of that down.
I noticed our producer, Mr. Fonger, was having a little trouble touching the buttons after having that wing in his hand.
Yeah, well, he was just sliding between them is all he was doing, because he had a little sauce on that hand. But anyway, good stuff. We're looking forward to breaking that down and introducing you to those guys.
How'd your last week go?
Last week was fun, except that Barbecue Bob bestowed a gift upon me about 3 weeks ago, in that you know, he's a man of many grills, and he brought over his Tech grill, that and he gave it to me as a gift, which was a wonderful gift, because brand new, those are a couple $1,000, and he just said, you know what, you need this, and I don't anymore. So it was fantastic. So
did you get a new ceramic plate?
I did not yet. But I
think I have one in my garage.
I know. I tried to use it with it broken, and it worked okay.
Yeah,
not great.
Up.
But that was my last weekend. Is that I went up to some friend's place, a cottage. It was invited up, very nice, on a little lake in northern
Michigan. And you brought that?
By Hesperia, and I brought it with me, because that was the only portable grill I had. But it worked.
Okay.
Is where I'm going is I could get the glass on either side of the crack to sit up there, and I cooked on it. But did kebabs. I did chicken, beef, and shrimp kebabs, three different ways, three different meats. And I tell you what, they turned out pretty good. And what a great way. I was able to put those together before I got there. Right. So I took some time. I'm sitting around and in the evening and the night before we went up there and put them all together, put them in the marinade and just let them set overnight. So when I got there, it wasn't a lot of fussing and farting around. It was like, hey, anybody hungry? 10 minutes, we're eating. Right. Because I can pull that stuff out of the little boxes and put it on the grill. And kebabs cook so quick.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the shrimp.
Yeah.
Man, they're done in 2 or 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But I took the shrimp and you know how they're a C. And I took a piece of Sobeys kielbasa, and I sliced it thin. I'd cooked it already, but sliced it
thin. So you made a Pac-Man out of it,
I did. I made a little Pac-Man out of them, and I put them on those skewers. Oh, man.
Wow.
Those people had not tasted anything like that. You know,
I don't think anybody has.
That
Polish shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, it was good. You know, I was just sitting there, and I was thinking about it. It's like, well, what can I do to kind of jazz this up a little bit?
That sounds awesome. If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on these iHeart stations and all around Michigan. Of course, you can stream us online at thegrillingguys.com. When you're there, don't forget to check out that top banner that says Operation GI Barbecue. It's our effort to feed the troops. And our last two smokers have shipped, and I believe they're in the warehouse in Ada. So we're just waiting, like, by the phone for the military to call and give us the go-ahead for our last two bases. And we're, I'm told, very, very close. So we might have a surprise trip coming up.
That's very cool. And we're not going to jinx ourselves with an announcement
because no.
We've done that before and it didn't work out. But, yeah, if any of you know a ranking general that you've got a a little secret over or something that you can twist his arm and make this thing happen, you know, the Grilling Guys would appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, and those troops need our help. Also, you can check out some of the sidebars over there. All our sponsors are listed on that front homepage. You'll notice one of them is Thermapen. They're running a special this month on the Thermopop. It's like 15% off. A matter of fact, I think everything they have is 15% off. But if you click on that Thermopen, ThermalWorks button, it'll take you right to their website and all their specials will pop up. I think it's 15% off everything right
Thermopop
now.
Thermopop works wonderful.
Yes.
Already put it to the test, man. And it's just as accurate as the Thermapen. A little easier to use. Fits right in the little sleeve pocket if you're a chef, but got its own little housing, and it's it looks like a lollipop.
Does have a rotating grill, too.
Right.
I mean, rotating
screen.
Screen.
Yeah, so, and it's lit. It's backlit. So if you're out grilling in the dark like
30
I
bucks.
Was, yeah, for 30 bucks, you can't
complain
beat
about
it.
That.
Absolutely
yeah,
great.
Yeah, in the next segment, we're going to talk to Dustin Meeker. He's just opened a new smokehouse in Grand Rapids, Michigan called Jack's Smokehouse and Sandwich Shop, and it's right over by my barber. I want to give a shout out to my barber Andy at the Cascade Barber Shop because I was in getting my hair cut a week ago, and of course all the guys in that shop listen to the show. It's crazy, and if they don't, they do after I've been there, because that's all we do is talk about barbecue when we're there. But so we're talking about barbecue and the show, and he goes, hey, there's a brand new barbecue shop just opened up. It's just right across the parking lot here, and it's called Jack's. I'm like, really? What's the deal with that? He goes, well, it's this guy that just came in. It's only been open a month. I think he's a hog farmer or something. I don't know. You got to check him out. So I'm like, okay. Well, in the meantime, you're texting me and you're telling me, hey, I just found a new barbecue shop. So
yeah, we're always on the hunt.
Of course, we had to have them in.
Sure, absolutely. So
some of the other things we're going to do in the show is we're going to talk about some great ways to do barbecue at a tailgate. I'm talking real barbecue. I'm not talking about, doing just a burger or a hot dog. That's not barbecue. I'm talking barbecue where you getting down low.
And you'll want to hear this because there's tips and techniques that Bob will unveil for us that will make
secrets of the universe.
Well, and it'll make you the hero of the tailgate, because prep is everything on this deal.
Yeah.
And as long as you can listen and set your course, the results are usually pretty good.
Don't forget to check us out on thegrillingguys.com. Okay, go to the website, check us out. Give us a like on Facebook.
Coming up next, we're going to jack your world with a little barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back. Strange trip. I spend my whole life running around. Still let the wind kind of blow me around. Well, I dropped a note in a bottle to a long-legged mile.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Fresh, artisanal, and awesome is what I expect with beer and food. At Arcadia's downtown Battle Creek original brew pub, it's authentic wood-fired cuisine and artisanal ales. At Arcadia Brewing Company's new Kalamazoo Riverfront Brewery Pub and Kitchen, it's those same ales and real deal barbecue. This is Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing Company, and as always, please savor the flavor responsibly.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my bed.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and guess what?
Easy for you
my
to say.
My mom would not be proud of me because I'm talking with my mouth full because I just took an awesome bite of a sandwich from Jack's Smokehouse and Sandwiches, and I'm going to let Bob talk now while I finish chewing.
Yeah, you really should because that's pretty rude. We'd like to welcome to the show Dustin and Meeker from Jack's JAX Smokehouse. Hey, what's up, dude?
How we doing?
You brought just like a trunk load of food, and this guy's so smart. A wonderful receptionist we have here at iHeart, Kathy. The poor girl has to watch all these people stream in.
Thankless job.
11 stations here, and they come in with beer, cider, food, tickets, you know, cruises, everything. She helps them all out, and she gets a thank you. So what does Dustin do? Brings her in her own beautiful box, just loaded with food. So slick. That's so smart.
I don't believe in small food or anybody deserves to eat.
So okay, what's this fantastic sandwich I'm eating?
You're eating a Southerner right now. That's kind of your classic Southern barbecue, smoked pork. Pork and beef for me goes overnight for 13 hours. You know, kind of add the honey barbecue, pickle, and I make an apple fennel slaw from scratch with Michigan apples. Make that from scratch, and then, you know, just for the hell of it, throw on bacon.
Oh, that's the bacon I was crispy.
Yep.
I was crunching on something. I'm like, well, I hope that's supposed to be in there.
Yep.
It's like real crispy.
Yeah, tasted good, but I'm not sure what
so
it
is. So
that's
beef and pork.
No, pork and bacon.
Pork and bacon.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, on that particular sandwich.
Right. Particularly, yeah.
So that's
Dustin,
fantastic. So, the pickles are a nice touch.
Yeah, Dustin, so you decide to come to Grand Rapids, Michigan and open up a barbecue restaurant. We've got a few in town, but none of them do it like you do because, you know, I got a nose for this stuff, and I'm out actually looking at the car show that was here a couple weeks ago, and they were headquartered on one end of our Metro Cruise was in his parking lot. So we started there, right? And I walk in. I'm like, hey, there's a new barbecue shop. You know, and it's like, are you hungry? Doesn't matter if I'm hungry. I'm going to go in and give it a shot. So, and we did. And you were there working your tail off. But what brought you to Grand Rapids? I mean, why here?
Well, I was actually a regional manager for B-Dubs in Chicago for the last 10 years. And then actually got hired on with Big Boy about 5 years ago as a district manager here. So the CEO brought me over and moved to Grand Rapids 5 years ago and live right down the street from the shop there, you know, 5 minutes away. And Jax is actually my son's name. I named the place after my boy. He's 2.5. He's kind of my inspiration.
So 15 years in the corporate restaurant world.
Yep.
And you said, that's it. I'm going to do this myself, and I'm going to do it the way I think it needs to be done.
Exactly.
What are the differences you're incorporating?
I learned a lot of what to do and what not to do. I want monster portions. I want great value. All my people start out at $10 an hour. Nobody's making minimum wage for me. I just don't believe in that.
So you hire me and Jop?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Man, I'm ready.
I'll put you on the smokers tomorrow.
Yeah.
But and then, like I said, I've learned throughout the years that value is the biggest cursor on people coming back. So my sandwiches have monster meat. They're huge. Nobody goes hungry after you leave my place.
So. Okay, this Southern sandwich is phenomenal.
Okay, awesome. Now I'll start talking because Bob's mouth's full. You know what? When I was there, ironically, I have the same thing as I'm having this morning because when I find something I like, I go right back to it. And that's this, I don't even know how you pronounce it, Jamba Hell Yeah?
Yep.
So break that down for us because Brian's nodding his head too. He had a little half of that one, but tell us about it.
That's a playoff of a jambalaya. I absolutely love Cajun cuisine and jambalaya in general. Actually, I have a cousin who owns a restaurant in the Peoria, Illinois area called Po' Boys. So we've been to New Orleans many times. We've traded recipes back and forth. But that's a smoked chicken, grilled andouille sausage from Louisiana. It's Paul Prudhomme's product from Louisiana. And then a fried Tampa Bay shrimp, spicy shrimp with a red pepper mayo. With peppers and onions. And
I was just in Peoria. I saw that Po' Boys. I almost went in there, and I thought, nah, it's not like Louisiana. It's pretty good, though, huh?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you that I know you only brought half the sandwich, and you divided that in half for Brian and I, because when I was there, the thing was huge. It's $10, guys. I mean, you got smoked chicken, grilled andouille, fried shrimp, all on the same sandwich, and he's not lying. This is not a wimpy-ass portion.
You mean
this,
I just ate a quarter of a sandwich?
You ate a half a sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say.
Or I don't know if you finished yet, but yeah.
Yeah, but just wow. Fantastic. $10. I mean, you can't go anywhere else. Now, I noticed there's some other stuff on here that seems to be a little bit family-oriented. You've got some something called your Grandma Beverly's Clam Chowder.
Yep.
Now, that's not normal for a barbecue joint. Why chowder?
Right. I absolutely love clam chowder. My grandparents actually owned a seafood restaurant in Farmington, Illinois. In the 70s and 80s, and that's basically what I grew up on, was I would literally peel potatoes in the back of the restaurant and my grandma would bring me Shirley Temple. So the only thing I remember of my grandma is her clam chowder, and it was unbelievable. It was just the best there was. I've never been able to have it correct since.
So you really grew up in the food business.
Yeah,
I mean,
half the family was restaurateurs, half the families were pig farmers.
You have farms.
Yep.
You have restaurants.
Yep.
I mean, how old were you when you first smoked your first hog?
About 10.
Yep.
Killed it, butchered it, then and
oh my gosh, you killed it? Did you have to catch it too?
You don't have to catch it. You just gotta have it look at you right.
That's the fun part.
Yeah, piggy, piggy, piggy. Yeah, come over here. Here's one of them potatoes. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Well, I was on the farm side then. I was learning how to drive a tractor at about 11.
Yep.
So I think it's good for kids to do things like that. And look at the talent now. How old are you now?
37.
That's a sin. 37. It's ridiculous. How can anybody be 37?
Yeah, you got shirts older than that, dude.
I do. I got navel in older than that. But 37, you've already had 25 years of food handling experience. I mean, that's a career for a lot of people. So at 37, you're starting your own business. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend right here on this station. And we're talking right now with Dustin from Jack's Smokehouse and Sandwich Shop in Cascade, Michigan, which is not too far down the road from Schmoe's, I might add.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you could stop into Jack's, get a to-go pack, and take it down to Schmoe's. But I'm thinking of all these tailgaters. You're right near the freeway. If you're heading to a Michigan State game or going over to U of M, couldn't somebody order like some bulk of this product and pick it up and go to a tailgate? How would that happen?
Well, I got a couple options, actually. I got the full catering menu where we can do full pans of smoked beef, smoked chicken, or smoked pork. And then I just added last weekend with all the big games, all the state teams at home, I added what we call a Jack's Tailgate Family Feast. It's a pound of smoked pork, pound of smoked beef, pound of smoked chicken, 20 smoked chicken wings, 2 links of andouille sausage grilled. You get a full order of mac and cheese, all the rolls for the smoked meats, and then a double order of sweet potato tots that people are kind of going crazy over.
Wow.
A double order of fries, a pint of my apple fennel slaw, and 3 full pints of my barbecue sauces. So it's a one-stop shop. You can feed 10, 12, 15 people, you know, depending on how big of eaters they are, pick it up and go. I had at least 11 of them go out to the Michigan State game last week, and a bunch of people just got it for their family, did for the whole weekend. I had one guy, he said he was sitting at home gaming all weekend, and said, I said, what are you doing this weekend? He said, gaming and this. And he just pointed at the platter. He's like, I'm eating this all weekend. I'm not leaving the house.
Like, oh, so what's your, right. What's your website?
JacksSmokeAndSandwich.com.
J-A-X.
J-A-X, yep.
Jack's Smoke and, is it and?
N, just the letter N.
N. Yep. JacksSmokeAndSandwich.com. That's awesome.
Dustin, I got to ask you, that feast that you just described, what's the price tag on that?
$48.
Are you kidding me?
That's not terrible.
Under
$5
bucks.
Terrible. I mean, if you can feed 10 people, that's less than $5 a person. Are you kidding me? Where can you get that fresh barbecue? That's unheard of.
Yep.
I mean, with all the sides and the meats and the buns and sauces, oh my gosh. You can't make it for that.
Same thing as my sandwiches. I want a huge value. I want families to be able to eat for a good price. And,
So, Dustin, if somebody's trying to find you, where are you located?
At the corner of Cascade, where 28th Street ends at Cascade Road. Go right through the light at Cascade Road, and we're right there in the strip mall.
Yeah, that's a big shopping center in there. What's that called?
There's a big Chowhound dog food
There's
store.
There's all kinds
kind
of
an anchor store
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
And Harvest Health Foods on one side of it. And you guys are, there's a gas station right out by the road.
Now there's a barbecue shack.
Yeah, and a damn good one.
Yeah.
I might note that.
Very good. So. Yeah, two thumbs up from the grilling guys for Jack's.
Yeah. Thank you much,
Nicely
guys.
Done.
Dustin, thanks for coming in. Thanks for making time. And best of luck to you, my friend. And if you're out in the grilling guys world, get over there if you're too lazy to cook your own, because this guy can do it up. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got six packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street. Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
The Grilling Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
I like my backyard. I like being outside all year long. I work hard, I exercise, and live life to the max. Nothing's better than slipping out in my Arctic spa and relaxing with my family. The Spa Boy Advanced Water Care System keeps my water crystal clear, and I control everything from my smartphone, iPad, or laptop. Check out ArcticSpas.com. And find the perfect hot tub for your home. I'm Barbecue Bob.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Man, I hated to see that guy go. The Dustin
I miss
Meeker
him already.
From Jack's Smoked and Sandwich. telling you what, he's gonna do well. Those sandwiches and those wings were fantastic.
There's still some honey mustard wings over there, but they're kind of close to Brian's reach, so just be careful.
Yeah, right. Draw back a nub, as my dad used to tell me. You know, don't touch my food, boy.
Dude, I've got an idea for tailgating barbecue at the tailgate that it reminds me of a time I went camping and had to pull off some ribs on a little Smoky Joe. And, you know, if you're going to go tailgating, at least if you're a grilling guy, right, anybody listening out there knows what I'm talking about. You want to show up and
show off a little.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I mean, you want to impress your friends and you want to treat them. Mm-hmm. Even if you're just big-hearted, you want to make sure that you give them something really good. But truth be known, you know, you kind of want to impress them a little bit and say, hey, check this out.
Right.
Same reason you drive a hot car, cool pickup truck, whatever. It's that little bit of flair sometimes that people like. But I'm just thinking that little extra step in a tailgate can make the difference in whether you have a good tailgate or whether people are standing waiting for the next thing to come off.
Right.
And that's what I want them to do. I want them to be dying to get the next one and standing in line, right? So I'm going to probably try some ribs at a tailgate because they just work so well. And there's several ways you can do this.
It's food with a handle, right?
It is.
Right.
But there's several ways you can do this. And one of the cool ways is if you get baby backs, and when the meat is raw, you know, strip that membrane and then cut each rib independently, throw them, some seasoning on them, and bake them for a couple of hours.
On like a cookie sheet.
Just bake them.
One with a lip on it, though, because they will render.
There'll be grease. So give them a couple of hours until that meat starts pulling back from the bone about a half inch, and then just let them cool off. And once they're cool, throw them in a Ziploc bag, put them in the fridge, and when you take them to the tailgate, have a little Smoky Joe. I don't care if it's a little gas Weber, whatever your little grill is. It's going to be small and portable more than likely. And get your grill out, fire it up, and then pull those ribs out and finish them off on the grill. They're one rib at a time, so they're really easy to handle, especially on a small grill surface. And honestly, it's like the perfect way to do ribs anyway, because you get your seasoning on all four sides of it.
Right.
And then when you're going to sauce it at the very end, if you're tailgating, I wouldn't even sauce it on the grill. I would get one of those tall Ziploc containers. A solo cup would work. And I'd pour my sauce in there, and I'd just dip them, and I'd put them on a platter. And then just like Big Bob Gibson's does with their white chicken sauce, I would do the same thing. Just dip them and let them finish that way. And then your grill surface stays nice and clean because that sauce really messes up your grill.
It gets sticky. It starts to caramelize. I mean, that's the good part of ribs. But again, when you're at the tailgate, you've got a little grilling surface, and you're going to use it again for the next item that you want to do. And you don't want to have to stop and clean the grill off, right? In between. We learned this the hard way. So what Bob's describing is that those ribs are virtually done when you took them out of the oven.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And all you're going to do is put a little color on them, and maybe you throw a little seasoning in that Ziploc bag and shake it up so it gets all over them before you put them on the grill.
You shouldn't have to.
But you don't have to.
You shouldn't have to because you already seasoned them.
Right. But get them warm through. Dunk them in the sauce, put them on a tray, and serve them. You know, here's what I like to do is carry a big roll of paper towel in one hand and a tray with the ribs on the other, and you give people a couple squares of paper towel, and they grab a couple ribs, and, man, it doesn't get any better than that at a tailgate.
Right.
And it's so simple, and when they're done eating them, they're easy to handle. Just toss them in the trash.
And you can throw them at the opposing team.
Right, yeah. If the guy next to you is tailgating is you know, flying the wrong colors, well, you know where you're putting your bones. Yeah.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend. And check us out at thegrillingguys.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook / The Grilling Guys. And you can check me out on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy.
There's a lot of things on that website, especially for this time of year. We've got a huge section that would have very, very appropriate recipes for tailgating in a whole number of different things that you know, again, the key with the tailgating recipes are something easy and relatively quick to finish off or to produce. You don't want to be standing there for an hour prepping and cooking, man. You got to get in, get out, serve a bunch of food in a hurry, and this prep work on the front end makes it better.
And you bring up a good point. Tailgating this time of year, we still have a couple weekends up for some major tailgate. So if you have a company and you want the Grilling Guys to tailgate at that particular game, we still want to do one for the Chippewas, and we want to do one for the Broncos,
right,
and one for our beloved Bulldogs, and would love to go back down to the Big House. So if any one of those schools are in your honey the sweet spot, honey hole, whatever you want to call it, that's the place to go.
Yeah, give us a call, because we're not begging, we're just saying.
No, and we're expensive, so be ready. It's not going to be cheap, but I'll tell you what, you can talk to people like Miller Camfield, you can talk to Wells Fargo Bank, you can talk to these companies we do this for and ask them why they have us back every year. It's because we bring it.
Right. A lot of variety, a lot of fun, and there's – you know, I'm entertaining. Bob's just along to cook, but between the two of us, we make it happen.
That's just the way it ends up. I happen to be very funny. I just never get the chance.
Right.
Because you're playing little waiter.
Well, the only
around.
Thing you ever talk to is the,
oh,
the
Pierre,
grilling surface.
Oh, Pierre. Yeah, right. Yeah. Come over with your little roll of paper towel over your hand. sure. I get it.
Yeah,
so tell us about these shrimp that you're so fond of, Mr.
Well, I
Pierre.
Tell you what. I put a little variation on them this weekend, and it turned out, and I'm absolutely going to do it again. My friends over at Sobey Meats have a special concoction called Parkside Kielbasa. It's a special recipe that only they have, but everywhere we take it, it gets people rant and rave over it. It is just that good. He's won his kielbasa contest with this thing year after year.
It is perfect.
Yeah, so took it and sliced it in little round medallions about maybe a quarter inch thick, and wrapped a shrimp around it, put a skewer on them, and then put a piece of pineapple. So I had pineapple shrimp, sausage shrimp, pineapple, right, going down this skewer.
That's confusing,
man.
Oh,
it was.
I'm getting cross-eyed.
Picture a little round disc with a shrimp wrapped around it on a skewer.
You could throw a scallop in there, too.
Absolutely.
Or you could probably throw a little piece of tenderloin in there.
Yep.
Surf and turf.
Yeah. Ooh,
and then you wouldn't have to do pineapple necessarily. You could do a cherry tomato.
Right.
You could do some red peppers.
Yep.
You could do all sorts of variations, but the skewer is the deal for a tailgate, because you can throw them in the cooler in a bag, you can have them all prepped when you get there, get your fire going, and boom, and get the short skewers, make sure you soak them, and the short skewers are nice because then nobody's taking the lion's share of something,
right,
and you got a nice little one-hander.
Yep, those things had two sausages, two shrimps, and three or four pieces of pineapple on them. Just right. Again, soak the skewers is a big tip that you need to do so they don't catch on fire.
And there's another important safety thing here is if you give them the skewers, make sure that if they're walking around with them, they have safety glasses.
Oh, they got a sharp end on them, don't they?
Right.
And they're poking them right up by their mouth. Yeah.
You know, actually, you can even use the longer skewers, and then they have a nice handle.
Yeah, either way, soaking them is the key because they don't catch on fire. And again, what we're trying to do is food with a handle for our tailgates, because then you don't have to dink around with plates and utensils. And people usually got a beverage in one hand, and they want something to eat with the other hand, not to sit down and cut with a fork and a knife. You know what, ladies, if you're all up for the plate and the silverware, you're not at my tailgate.
Well, good.
Generally.
Good. Now we have a grip on that.
Right, right. This is all part of that sales technique of us trying to find another tailgate party or two to host, right? I just offended all the ladies.
Yeah.
Good job, Job. Huh? But anyway.
Or Pierre, whatever you want to call
yeah.
him.
Yeah. You can call me anything you want as long as we're at your tailgate, man. It's going to be fun. So coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about grilled pizza, something that I do very rarely. Pizza to me is a phone call away. I know Barbecue Bob is often making grilled pizza. Maybe some venison sliders, though. That's right. Deer season's coming up in less than a month. Crap, it's the 10th of September already. So you should listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Let's hit the switch and let our shadows dance and light it up like it's our last chance. Hanging around, burning it down, sipping on some cool Jack Daniels, jamming to some old Alabama.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer, bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Imagine you and your buddies in your backyard drinking a cold one and relaxing in your new outdoor bar or kitchen. Does that sound like a good time? Yeah, baby. Then you wake up and realize you're sitting on an old deck in the glaring sun, drying out your brat on a worn-out grill. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and if that's what you're cooking on in your backyard, you should call the guys at Home Life Outdoor Living. They'll help you design and build an outdoor kitchen and entertainment space that will make your backyard the talk of the neighborhood. Create some grill envy in your backyard. Call Home Life Outdoor Living at 616-682-0100.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. September 11th anniversary is tomorrow, and a little shout out to all those that did all they could to protect us and continue to allow us, a couple knuckleheads, to talk to you about grilling on a weekend morning. I tell you what, freedom ain't free, baby, and we are very, very aware of that. But welcome back. Appreciate you tuning in. It is the weekend. The tailgate season is fully upon us, and we're talking a little bit about some different ideas that you might use at your tailgate. What you thinking, Barbecue Bob?
Hey, welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. And I'm thinking that we are turning into Weber salesmen, because I can't help but think of that little Weber kettle, the little Smoky Joe, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave mine away, like I said, plenty of times, and I probably regret it. I'm going to have to go buy another one.
You know what? Great time to do that. Got to get a little plug in for our sponsor, Garrett's Appliance, because today, Saturday, is the last day of their semi-annual tent sale and clearance sale, where they're unloading all the stuff that's maybe scratched in or been sitting around the showroom
really?
A while. This would be a great day. They're in Grand Rapids on the corner of 28th Street and Byron Center, that location. We've been there. We usually do the spring one that they do, and we'll go there and cook and have a bunch of fun. But a great place. Today's the last day. Get down there and buy yourself a new Weber, because they're a place that sells them, as well as go on the other end of town.
Yep.
If you wanted to, down to the down to the Ace Hardware.
And, you know, that makes a great gift for somebody. Kingsland has, I think, like the biggest Weber selection in Grand Rapids. They helped me out with my deep fryer. I told you I was having, you were there when I was having all that trouble with that patio deep fryer that I have. Well, Sandy figured out the problem for me, and he got me all squared away. You got to hear that thing now, man. It just purrs, and it gets that oil up to temp in, 5 minutes. What did we wait, 25 minutes, and
right,
it wouldn't
and
get
it
there?
Still couldn't get there, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's dialed right in. So in terms of grill shops and parts, you really need to check out Kingsland sometime too, because that is just a great resource, and they bang through the grills.
And once again, it's a place where you aren't talking to the aisle manager. You're talking to somebody that knows exactly what they're talking
about. Yeah, Sandy or his son.
About. Right,
yeah.
Yep. They grew up and they've been in this business their entire lives.
So I think about that little Weber Smoky Joe. And it's kind of like the perfect platform. If you look at that nice little round grill, I'm going to say it's 18 inches grill surface around circle. And there's lots of ways you can do this, but if you're, let's say you're a couple single guys and all you've got is that little Smokey Joe for a grill, perfect. You have the ultimate tailgating device because you can just throw that in your car, your trunk, whatever. Just make sure you empty it before you leave and it's dead. You know, leave it behind your car when you're watching the game and let it go out and then dump the coals in a nice safe spot. Don't throw them in the garbage can and don't throw them where anybody will walk barefoot.
Don't throw them in the wood chips under the trees. Trust me. Yeah. I lit one of those on fire.
Dump the rest of your water jug out. But there's a really cool, easy way to do this that sounds almost like cheating because it is. But you can get some really nice frozen pizzas. And if you take one of those frozen pizzas and you leave it like in the sun for a couple hours, like, oh, I don't know, on the back seat or on your dashboard or whatever, in some heat for about 2 hours before you throw it on the grill, it thaws it and it'll actually reactivate the yeast if you leave it long enough to where that thing will be busting out. When you throw it on the grill, it's a dang good pizza. And all you have to do is put it on the grill on a nice low heat, maybe have a pizza stone with you, or one of these perforated round pizza tins would be a better way to do it, because the stones, that's a different lecture.
But you're brutal. Watch them.
You got to put your lid back on the smoker, and you don't need to add any smoke. Good charcoal will add flavor to it. And that thing will be done in like 12 minutes.
Right.
Maybe 8. But you've got to be careful about your temperature on that thing. So you can either get a perforated pan or you can put a pizza stone on that little Smokey Joe or whatever round or small grill you have. It doesn't have to be round. There's plenty of other ones I know out there. But if you're going to put the stone on it, you have to put the stone on it for about 20 minutes before you're going to put your pizza on it, because it takes that long to heat the stone up. And then I would have some cornmeal to throw on there when you put that on there, just to help it play shuffleboard.
Yeah, so it doesn't stick. But I think that for the tailgate, that stone, they get hot, they cool down slow. It's a little bit of a hassle to deal with, where the tin that you talked about, you can buy those in a throwaway. You know, even if you want to. And they got little perforations in them to let the heat through.
Yeah.
And you still get a little crispiness on that crust. But
it's just that if you're using good lump charcoal, you have so much heat right there.
Right.
That I guess just for simplicity's sake, the stone makes it safe in my mind. But no matter what, you have to put a lid on top of it.
Yeah, the lid back on the grill.
Yes.
Create the little convection heat in there and just
cook
like they
the
do
top.
In a pizza oven.
Cook the top.
Yep. Exactly.
But that's a fantastic way to do pizza at a tailgate. And you can actually just go to your favorite pizza shop and they'll sell you loads that are pre-built for you. You can go to Meijer and buy those, and they're darn good.
Yeah,
and you can throw it in the cooler. You can leave it out and let it warm up on your way to the game. Because actually they do grill better if they're at room temperature when you put them on.
Absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to go from frozen to the grill.
So you might have some ground venison left over in your cooler.
Sure.
I mean, your freezer.
In your freezer.
I don't, but.
Great time, though. Ground venison, ground beef, whatever you'd like. You know, if you mix bacon in sometimes, just make sure the bacon's cooked so you can make sure that you're not eating any raw meat.
Sliders, that's all I'm talking about. For a little grill like that,
right.
Bunch of sliders. Thin, small, and just bang them out. Keep your temperature high, burn those babies in and out, and just have somebody ready with a plate and just throw them on, whack them out, because you're going to go through, depending on your gang, you could go through 100 of them real easily.
Yeah.
And grill like a man.
It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Today's Man Law is a two-part, and it's especially for dads or future dads. Teach your kids how to defend themselves, and I mean verbally and physically. Don't teach them to need a safe space. Teach them to defend themselves. And the other one is know how to throw a punch hard.
Yeah, if you have to. We're not condoning fighting, but at some point you might have to teach somebody a little bit of a lesson. And if you got to teach them a lesson, know how to teach. Right?
I don't know that I'm not condoning fighting. I think fighting happens.
Well, it happens.
And if it happens, make sure you finish it.
Right.
So learn how to punch hard. There's a method.
Sure. And you have boys. You taught them how to do that, right?
I
even
did.
The girls, too.
They pull hair.
Right, yeah. Exactly. But it works. So, Barbecue Bob, one last thing for the tailgate, a hot dog bar or a brat bar, whatever it may be, simple little put together on there, and something that everybody can do if you – it's kind of a cop-out, but yet it's still kind of
no,
cool.
It's not. Who doesn't love a hot dog? Dude, my wife and I were in a store. We were up camping, and we went and got some ice, and we walked into this little – the Hamlin Lake grocery store. It's on the corner. And they had the little hot dog rotators, and the hot dogs were 50 cents. I'm like, I'm getting a hot dog.
Yeah.
She goes, really? You're getting a hot dog here? I'm like, it's there.
Yeah.
It's a hot dog.
Right. Yeah, and it was good for 50 cents.
Best meal in the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are cool. Hot dog, and you can substitute with brats, too. But all it takes is a little bit of slaw, relish, jalapenos, cheese, onions, mustard. Forget the ketchup, because that's for wimps. But
only if you're eating pasties.
And chili.
Right. You know, chili's easy to do. Open a can of it.
You do a can of Hormel.
Yeah.
Or a can of Skyline.
Right. Either one.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We got one more little bonus segment for you, so stick with us. We'll be right back.
Sometimes all night long, you can bet that I stand ready. When the wolf growls at the door, hey, I'm solid. Yeah, I'm steady, yeah, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Got a little bonus segment here for you, and we're going to talk about cocktails and policy and procedure at your next tailgate, because this is something that can get a little bit out of hand if you let it. And everybody, especially Barbecue Bob and I, are very hospitable. You like entertaining people. You like having people around. But what I don't like is getting taken advantage of. And from time to time, that can happen if you're not careful. So we're just going to talk a little bit about some ideas with around
creating
the bar.
Creating
a
safe
cocktails.
Space, man. Right? It's a safe space. Now, I think one of the things, if you're going to do a mobile bar at a tailgate, is if you're on the tailgate of a truck, especially, if you're bringing any tall bottles, one thing that's really nice to keep all your stuff in is a milk crate, because inevitably somebody's going to be knocking things over because
sure.
You got a bunch of rowdy people there, tall, heavy bottles. They're wobbly. They're not stable.
Mm-hmm.
And very often the surface is not perfect. So what works really nice for that, and I love collecting plastic crates of all sorts. I have a bunch of them. But just basic milk crate. And,
yeah.
you know, most people have one or two of those, or a Coke crate, something that you can put all your stuff in that'll help stuff stand up.
Well, and it helps get it there and bring it home, too.
It
keeps
does.
It all in a yep. safe place as you're moving.
Yep.
If you got open bottles or whatever, they just don't tip over. Really
yeah.
cool.
And you can find them all over the place. You can even buy a container that's like a milk crate. But then have a small cooler that is just for ice.
Drink ice.
Yeah, drink ice. And just a small little igloo. One of the heavy-duty igloos so it doesn't melt real quick, and maybe throw a scoop in it so everybody's not reaching their filthy hands in there on
right.
everybody's ice. Or you can use a solo cup to
just
do it.
Just got done
too.
Licking their fingers
yeah.
from those ribs we
yeah,
made earlier.
So you don't see a bunch of nasty stuff on your ice.
Right.
What I think is a good idea is to bring, if you're having, like, let's say you got 10 people, 12 people showing up, bring 12 specific type of a cup. So, and let all your guests know, hey, if somebody has this cup, they can help themselves to our bar here. Because sometimes you get seagulls or floaters, especially in colleges, you get these young kids who get really good at buzzing you, and they'll just like hang around and worm their way in, and then they'll start hitting your stuff. If they don't have that cup, they can't touch the bar. It's just a little safety thing. It'll keep you from serving a minor too. Real, real good idea.
I would tell you to bring a half a dozen extras, because if it's at tailgates like we are, yes, you've got invited guests, but invariably somebody that you know from work or your neighborhood or one of your friends' friends will
roll
in.
Or you make fast friends.
Yeah, exactly. You want to be able to serve who you want to serve, but it's this whole idea of being able to identify who's at your tailgate, right? Because you know what? Free liquor goes quicker.
Yeah, and I would, on that note, I would really regulate the liquor and not bring too much, no more than like maybe three liquors, so that it's not like a giant bar. Lots of mix, lots of ice, and just make a decent cocktail. Don't make an ass out of somebody.
Yeah, sometimes some people like to bring a special concoction, and that's okay too. But like, you know, you got a vodka, you got a gin, you got a whiskey, you're going to pretty much cover everybody that's there, and then a bunch of beer, because that's just in a can. So, everybody, it's good stuff. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. If you have a chance, get out and, you know what, pay a little tribute to those that were involved in 9/11 and those that continue to serve each and every one of us selflessly as they do the things we don't want to, so the rest of us can hang out and do goofy stuff, just like have a Grilling Guys radio show. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Just think of those that are defending us all the time and make sure we build that wall.
Take care. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk with you next week.